Case number 9803, Tawanda and Barry Thomas, north of Road 38, 140 feet east of Deer Park Trail, being lot 64 within King's Crossing Development. Special use exception to place an accessory structure without a main building.
State your full name and address.
Tawanda and Barry Thomas, 22441 Deer Park Trail, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
Yes, Barry Thomas, Lincoln, Delaware, 22441, Lincoln, Delaware, Deer Park Trail.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Barry and Tawanda stand before you this evening asking to get permission and guidance in putting a pole shed building on our lot. We live... And on lot 63, and we have purchased lot 64.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we would like to put a pole shed building in the back of our home that's on lot 63 that would carry it over a little bit on lot 64. We live in a development, and the development has certain clauses. And we have spoken with the president of that development, which at the time that we spoken with him, he did not see a problem with that. Then he came back to us with a letter stating that in the development clauses, it has something about having to have a permanent residence, which we have a permanent residence on 63,
right,
not on 64. But the building lot, the pole shed building that we would like to build would be on
64.
64 and 63.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? We have behind our home, from our understanding, enough space for it to be going on 63, but it's going to overlap onto 64.
Mr. Rickard, they can't encroach that without combining the lots, can they?
Now, that is something that we have here in the... from the association president that tells us, and after speaking with Aloy myself, that we need to combine them together. When we applied for this application to have this done, we did not know that.
At that time.
We did know that our president of the association had told us about someone else that had did it, but he sent me here to obtain a permit and see what needed to be done. But when he came back after whatever went on, he told us that we would have to combine the two lots in order for that to take place. And we don't have a problem with that happening.
So you plan on combining the lots?
Yes, we have called him to have a survey coming out.
Okay.
Because we have been there almost 15 years.
I don't mean to interrupt, but in order to save time, if you're combining lots, you don't need the special use exception.
Okay. So if we combine our lots, we won't have a problem with the pole shed going on there. Thank you.
Not from the county standpoint. I did want to caution you, and you probably heard somebody say this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The county doesn't have anything to do with the private restrictions that may govern your subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something in there that prohibits lots from being combined, that's something that this board can't deal with. So
I understand
okay.
that. And according to my knowledge, there's nothing in our association clause that would permit us from having that pole shed building on there unless it was some type of business or something like that. And
right.
that is not what's going to take
well,
place.
We have a letter that's in our files. It's from the
Association.
King's Crossing Association. And they don't have any personal objections to it, but they would like to remind the board that there's a declaration of restrictive covenants, which you've just been told by Mr. Mills that we have nothing to do with that. So you better check with them first and make sure.
And I have, like I said, I have that letter too. I have spoken with him. And in our association that we have a part in and sit on the board, we have went through the chain of command to find out. And at that time, no one had anything against it. Okay. Now, from that time to now, there may be some problems concerning what we want to do with the building, but what we do with it is our business as long as we don't break the covenant, the association's rules. That's the way we believe that we feel that
you'll be using this as a meeting place?
Yes.
pay for 20 mm-hmm. or 25 people.
Yes. Yes.
And that's
which we do now at our home, and that's no problem.
You know, it does it as far as the county is concerned. Mm-hmm. As long as it meets the setback requirements and
yes, plenty of room.
Then
we have plenty of room. We just realize getting an understanding that we need to join these two together in order to put this closure.
And that you say you're going to do.
And do yes. what we're going to mm-hmm. say. That's why we're here, to do it right.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, since it's not necessary, I'd make a motion we deny case number 9803.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 9803 because it is not needed at this time.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Case number 9804.